It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here. Yes, I am back in charge of my show. I let Andre roll it off the rails enough over the last two shows here, so figure it's time for me to get this thing back under control here.
It wasn't that bad. Come on.
But I do have Andre C. here, as you can hear.
I'm here. I love being here, and it's probably the last time for a good while, too.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a celebration here with the fact Andre's not going to be around, but that's another story for another day.
Come on, man. I will say that. I will say this. There will be a quick calls from a show I will be going to in Montreal in April. So,
yeah, I'll inform you guys later on about that later on my blown call show here. But we're here at Festival Place in Sherwood Park with the Canadian Wrestling Elite. Seventh anniversary tour here in Sherwood Park, Alberta. Six great matches. Not the best of scenarios to start out with, but all in all, it did end up being a good night. Your thoughts before we get into the card, Andre?
Honestly, I thought this was a really good show. Last time around, it was a good show. Nothing spectacular, but this one, I think they really ramped it up and turned it into a really, really good show tonight.
And Brian?
Show was great overall. Six fantastic matches. Can't complain. Enjoyed it.
I swear to God, folks, I am not copying and pasting Brian's response here. Just bugging him right now. But let's get on to the matches here. First match, we had a... I see the note here, and I'm sorry, but we can only explain to him as Lightning Lewis. Because he... We couldn't make
it said Howley on his tights. It's the most I get from that character.
Yeah, a newcomer to CWE, obviously, taking on Carter Mason. And Carter Mason, he says this is his debut in Alberta here. I'm pretty sure we saw him here at the last tour, but I digress. It did turn out to be a rather good match, outside of the fact that our first competitor decided to have a hard way of getting into the ring.
Yeah, it was a good match. The Lightning Lewis or Howley or whatever you want to call him here tonight. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was literally just about to walk by when he tripped into the ring. And it was actually pretty funny to watch. And then I thought a good solid opener to get the crowd going. He had a little bit of comedy from like kind of playing the fool in that match, Lightning Lewis was. And then good Brian Mason, we saw him here last time. Good worker. I thought good match. I enjoyed it.
Brian?
Great match between two guys. Chase Mason was fantastic to see. And
Brian Mason.
Carter Mason.
Carter Mason. I got it wrong, too.
Carter Mason was great to see tonight.
Folks, this is why I'm back in charge. But anyway, go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
I don't have the card in front of me.
He was great to see, and his opponent was good again. Great match overall. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good match to start off. You don't want to get the crowd too hyped up too quickly, and this one was just the right temperature for starting off a nice card tonight. Yeah. The second match was a tag team match with the team of Hard and Dangerous, Dynamite Dan and Pistol Pete, taking on the team of Sigmund and the Bullet Club Crown Jewel, Chase Owens.
Yep.
Chase and Sigmund did get the victory here.
Circling too.
Sorry, folks. We just had a possible invasion here, so I just had to hold up here for a second.
What invasion?
I don't know who that was. It's some random person screaming in the wings.
But anyway, Chase Owens and Sigmund did get the victory in the end here. Before we get to after the match, let's talk about the match itself. I was really impressed with all four of these guys, especially Pistol Pete and Dynamite Dan in a losing effort. They put one hell of an effort in there, and just the double team of the Crown Jewel and Sigmund cost them the victory. That's basically what it ended up being.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty damn good match. For me, this was best. I really enjoyed this because I got to see Crown Jewel wrestle in this match because I'm a huge fan of the Bullet Club, and I'm a huge fan of Japanese wrestling, and it was just cool to see him wrestle here, and the team was really impressive, especially when they knew they had a match coming up later on the night. So I thought it was a really good match, being that one of the teams is going to work again.
Brian?
Oh, a great tag team match. Dynamite Dan and Pistol Pete, fantastic team. And then Chase Owens and Sigmund, what a great team that is. Overall, fantastic match. Enjoyed it from top to bottom.
Yeah, I found that this match, all four of these athletes really shined in there. Chase Owens, you could see the polish that he has on him coming over from Japan here. But all four of these guys are definitely worth the credit that they for everything they deserve there.
But you also got to look at Chase Owens. He's a former NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion on top of it all. He's been into the high points over here with the NWA. He's been a champion with them here. So you got to know this. And he's only 25. And it's impressive that this guy, 25 years old, has been champion. Now he's part of the Bullet Club. He's done a lot in his career. So you expect quality out of a wrestler like that.
Yeah, so after the match, they continued to beat down on the team of Hart and Dangerous. When the CWE Tag Team Champions, Billy Blaze and Dick Blood, come out.
Dick Blood.
Interesting name. But it ended up being a challenge by the champions to Sigmund and Chase Owens for later on in the show. I think we all can agree that that was a great setup and glad to see that match coming up, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a great aftermatch. The setting up of what turned out to be a really good match. And I'm not going to go much further on that part, but I'm so happy I got to see Chase work twice in one night.
Brian.
Do you have anything, Brian?
Oh, it was great to see the Blazing Dicks, or whatever they're called.
Blazing Dicks, yep.
Blazing Dicks. It was great to see those guys, see the CWE Tag Team Champions, and see them say that they're undefeated, they're the longest reigning tag champs, and then challenging the Bullet Club members there for a match later on. I thought it was great to see.
Yeah, it was a great setup, and considering the audio issues that were happening at the beginning of the match, I'm going to give two pops here right now. First one is for the introduction of both of these teams. I believe the crowd started chanting the Star Wars chants, the Imperial March for the Bullet Club.
Oh my God!
And a New Hope for the Hard and Dangerous.
Oh, that was the fact that there was no music and we did that. I think they absolutely loved it.
Well, the crowd joined in, so it's all good there. But from there, my other pop of the night's coming up, and this is a little commentary here, folks, in just a moment. The CWE 123approved.ca TV title match.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a sponsored title. Jason the Gift Kincaid challenged the Wrestling Strongest Man, Tyler Colton, for that title.
He kicked me in the stomach.
Tyler Colton kicked Andre right in the stomach. Not hard. It was more of a tummy tickle, I found. But
yeah, pretty much. But still, disrespectful.
And one of the better points was the guy next to us who decided he wanted to get a receipt for you and ended up falling flat.
Oh, my God. He gets me, so he goes to kick him, leans real far from his chair goes flying back, and he lands right on the ground, just gets a little light kick on Colton. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. And if that beer bottle underneath him was about an inch further back, sort of would have had a little bit of a...
would have been a spill there.
I don't think much of a spill, more than an insertion by that point. But
yeah, that could have been very funny.
I digress. One thing I'm going to say here, even in defeat, Jason the Gift Kincaid, he pulled out some moves in this match that I've never seen before.
The dude is super impressive. His in-ring ability... We saw it in the ROH Top Prospect Tournament. There's a reason this guy's good. He got chosen for Top Prospect for a goddamn reason. He is one of the best that Canada can provide, and I'm so happy.
And I hope that he gets to be a part of the WWE Cruiserweight Tournament coming up.
He would be absolutely perfect for there, and I nominate Michael Richard Blaze for that tournament.
Yeah. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, it was a fantastic match. Tyler Colton, man, is that guy ever big and strong. My God, he's powerful.
Hulk.
I was very impressed with him tonight, the strength that he was doing. He was body pressing Jason Kincaid over his head a few times, which, I mean, that's impressive. And Jason Kincaid, wow, what a fantastic wrestler he is. Got to see him last year. Very impressed with this young gentleman. to my knowledge, still he is still the NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. He's been that champion for about 4 years now, and he's had great matches against Chase Owens for that title in down there. And to see him up here again was fantastic. I thought overall great match. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think, getting back to Tyler Colton, I think he could body press me, and I'm huge.
Yes.
I'm insanely fat, so, yeah, I'm pretty sure he could body press me how fucking strong that guy is. Sorry, I apologize for the F word.
It happens. I would say he could body press you. He won't be able to do me because we're the same size, but I'm all muscle, but I digress at that point.
That means you're heavier?
My commentary for the night.
Mike, I'm sorry. You're not all muscle. I'm poking something right now, but it's definitely not muscle.
It's called Molson muscle. Thank you.
Yeah, it's called fat.
My commentary for the night, I want to challenge one of our local promotions in town to create the Edmonton Pick Apart Hardcore Championship. Get a sponsor from Pick Apart.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Anyway.
And there's a certain promotion, defunct promotions title, that needs to be bought, snatched up, re-glued together in random pieces, and that's the Hardcore Championship.
That'll work. But anyway, let's get on to the next match here. The hot prospect, Travis Cole, taking on hotshot Danny Duggan. Now, there's a couple points in this match where you're going to notice we're going to be going a little old school later on in the show here, but which one do you want, Andre?
I'm going to go with the one that got me last. Kate, during this match, there is a tight pull-down spot to bear Travis Cole's ass during the match. And I stupidly made the comment to Mike and this other gentleman that was sitting with us. I don't remember the guy's name right now. I apologize if you're listening.
Please email in and let us know your name so we'll make sure you get you the credit.
And I said, man, his ass is very pale compared to the rest of his body. And I think Mike almost puked laughing, like that close.
Pretty much. I'm like, why are you staring at his ass that detailed?
Anyway, dude, but he literally got his trunks pulled down right in front of me.
I'm simply going to leave it at this, folks, because we don't need to discuss this any further, but I gave Andre the choice of two different options, and he took the ass, so that should just say enough there.
It's the funnier one for me.
The other spot that we had... Oh,
And the thing is, Brian's got a picture of Travis's cold ass bear that's even creepier because you know he's going to take that home and blow it up.
No, I'm not.
But... folks, the other point of this match, and this is one of the reasons we're going to be going old school later on. I think we counted 165 straight seconds of wrestlers being out of the ring without a single count by the referee.
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous. Like, we were counting, and he maybe started a count or two, and then stopped counting. The guys were outside for like almost 3 minutes. It was absolutely stupid.
Brian, your thoughts on the match, though? Like, regardless of these two spots, it was a great match.
Great match. Yeah, overall great match. Two fantastic wrestlers. Travis Cole, he's a young fella. Really impressed with his work tonight. And then Danny Duggan, he's one of the hardest workers around on the independent scene. He travels all over the Canada, States. This is one of the best indie guys I've seen working. And that match that he had tonight with Travis was unbelievable, back and forth. I didn't know who was going to win, and they were chopping each other in that back and forth. Some of them were so loud, it was unreal. And overall, I thought a great match between two young guys going at it.
Before I get to Andre's comment, I want to apologize to Mr. Duggan. I remember on our Wrestling Now episode with the legend T. James Logan, he called you Danny Duggan, and you pretty much almost shot him. So I apologize ahead of time for Brian there at that point. But Andre, what are your thoughts on the match?
Honestly, I've been a fan of Travis Cole for a long time. He used to work here in Alberta for PWA and briefly for RCW. I became a fan of him. I absolutely loved his stuff then, and I found he's evolved so well since moving out of the territory and moving to a new territory and getting a lot more exposure with a lot of different wrestlers. And then Danny Duggan, one of the best. We all know that. He's such a great in-ring competitor. I've been seeing him for years. And these two, when they get in the ring, they put on a hell of a match. Outside of bearing an ass, this match was absolutely perfect.
folks, one thing that these guys didn't bring up, I'm really surprised about, but I'm really impressed with both these guys and the fact that Denny Duggan did recently receive a tryout at the NXT Performance Center for WWE. That should tell you enough about the talent of Danny Duggan. Mm-hmm. And Travis Cole, like you said, we've seen him in RCW for years. We see him in PWA for years. He is one of the... When you say it's a hot prospect,
that's
he is.
There's the reason why.
And don't forget, Danny Duggan also had an ROH tryout last year, too, on top of it all. So there's two promotions that he's tried out for that are huge promotions. So you got to think it's talent if you're even getting in the door to try out for them.
Yeah. I think mostly it's the location of where he's at is costing him to get to that next level. But
oh, for sure.
Regardless, this was a great match. They did a great job. But then from there, we went to the CWE Tag Team title match between Chase Owens and Sigmund, the challengers, taking on Billy Blaze and Dick Blood, the challengers.
Oh, yeah.
In the end, I'll say it, Blaze and Dick's got the win.
Yep.
Your thoughts on the match here, Brian?
Oh, the match was great to see for a tag team match. The Blaze and Dicks, oh my God, they're a big team, especially the one guy. Holy crap, is he huge. But they love to drink. That team is a fun-loving team to watch. And they had a fight with Sigmund and Owens tonight, and they barely pulled it off. But in the end, Blaze and Dicks retained the titles, which is all that matters.
Yeah, I just thought, like, for me, again, seeing Chase Owens wrestle again, I'm a huge fan. And then Blaze and Dicks, I've never seen them work before. But, man, am I impressed. Like, for two drunk guys we're getting drunk at the show, man, can they wrestle. And that finisher, where he's the DDT into a wheelbarrow suplex, like, absolute perfect finisher. It looked absolutely devastating, and it did what he needed to do. I'm impressed by these guys, and this match was so much fun to watch because there was lots of comedy spots. There's some good comedy spots, and lots of back-and-forth action. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Absolutely. The big thing about Billy Blaze and Dick Blood, they may look like two big, tough guys, but they know how to wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing that you see in CWE a lot, is all these guys are professionally trained. They're near the top echelon of athletes in, let's face it, in Canada.
Definitely.
We're treated to a lot of good wrestling in Alberta, and Winnipeg, same thing. And I'm glad to have them out here for this.
And
all four of these competitors deserve extra credit for what they did in this match. So
for sure.
Yeah. And that's why there's a reason why the Blazing Dicks have been the CWA Tag Team Champions for the longest time so far.
Okay, from there, we got to our main event of the evening. We had the the last real man, Silas Young, who I gained extra respect for in this match.
Oh,
for more than one reason, against Colt Cabana, who we saw with PWA here a month and a half, or a year and a half ago, I do believe it was.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was a couple of years ago.
Two and a half, sorry.
Yeah, that would be 2013?
Yes.
Night Champions 2013, yeah, 2 years.
That was the match, if you check out our last Canadian Four Corner conversation, that's the night that Amanda and Ryan were at their first PWA show.
Yeah,
but
Colt Cabana and D.A. Punk teamed up.
Yes, Dusty Adonis Punk there.
Yeah, D.A. Punk.
Now, the two reasons why I have even more respect for Silas Young. First off, he chewed a strip out of Andre because he was cheering for Cabana while wearing a Silas Young shirt.
I'm okay with it. I talked to him after the show, and he said he absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I loved it even more during that. But and also, his competitive spirit in that ring, like, he pulled off some stuff in there. Mm-hmm. For a big man, a strong man, the way he is, I couldn't believe he actually pulled that stuff off.
But that one, right towards the end there, when he did the Green Bay or the rolling senton thing, you got the guy who showed you roll forward, landed on them, and then he went right into the turbo. Then he climbed up, and then he did that bounce out, and he usually ends up with essentially off the top, like legs off the top rope, and springboard moonsault essentially.
Yes.
And he ended up coming back onto his feet because Colt Cabana, that was completely so impressive to me. Like, for a big guy, that guy moves so well in the ring, and this match, absolutely phenomenal. Two of my favorite indie wrestlers in the world. Cole Cabana, I love this guy. He was just so much fun to watch, as always, and I love the jacket. And then Silas Young, I respect the guy so much because he's just one of the best in the world, and he's a no-nonsense gimmick. It's simple as that.
Brian, as you're dying to get your vehicle going to get out of here right away, your thoughts on the main event?
Oh, great main event. These guys are fantastic to watch. They're both professionals. They've been on the indie scene for a long time. Colt's been going since the 90s. And
well, 2000, he got trained. I think it was year 2000, same year as Punk, yeah, they got trained. Yeah,
and Silas, he's been going for a while too, and I've been following Silas for the last few years in Ring of Honor, and that, and he is impresses me every time I see him, and it was so nice to see him one more time once again. I just love watching his work. He is such a great wrestler. Same with Colt Cabana. Colt loves to perform. He gives the crowd a show. He's comical, but when it comes down to seriousness, he can wrestle a match, and that's what he did tonight. It was great. He did comical stuff, but he wrestled, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, for sure. I agree 100%, Ryan.
Yeah, no, that match, the biggest thing I found for both these guys is they both had the crowd eating out of the palm of their hand throughout the entire match.
For sure. Either hate or the hate or the love, it was so good.
But the finish there, it was, let's put it this way, folks, it was a top rope GTS, but instead of the knee to the face, it was a face across a turnbuckle.
And body in like, his face across a rope, his body into the turnbuckle, his legs across the other ropes. It looked absolutely brutal. And I'm pretty sure Silas was a little hurt after, because after the pin, he immediately left the ring, walked behind the crowd, and walked and just went and knelt outside.
Actually, I checked it out. It was actually because of the impact on his stomach, he thought he was going to regurgitate. So he ran outside
I knew,
to get some cold air in them. There.
I figured all. It was something that rocked him that he had to go outside and just get his head back or something.
Yeah, but regardless, it was an awesome match.
Oh, yeah.
Now, overall, the card top to bottom, outside of the external factors of the ring getting here late and...
But come on. That whole getting to sit there while they put up the ring thing, and we're all cheering for the boards, cheering for the ropes, cheering for everything, I thought that was absolutely perfect kind of feel for this.
They made the best out of a bad situation. That's all you can ask for in any of these indie shows.
Oh, yeah.
Now, folks, the reason I said we're going to go old school on this, it's not going to be an individual, it's going to be a group one, but we're going to go with the Great, Good, Bad, and Ugly for this one, because we got a bad and an ugly here, so...
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go with the great first.
I got to give it to me then.
You agree, Brian?
No, I give it to the crowd. The crowd from the beginning of the show all the way through was into it from top to bottom. Even when we were waiting for the ring, they were still cheering when pieces were coming in. I thought it was great. Kids, young kids, old people of all ages enjoying the show, which was amazing to see tonight.
And I consider those last two matches be right off the hook here.
I agree that
the one thing we've had in Alberta as a problem is trying to get the matches after intermission to get crowds into it. And this one did not have any problem with that. So I think overall that's our great and our good. I think
my good was the crowd for sure. My great is a main event, but my good is a crowd.
Yeah. I think we're pretty much
reverse order, right?
Pretty much a consensus on that all around.
Yeah.
Now the bad, I think we're pretty much universal here.
Oh, Jesus, the referee.
Now I respect every referee that gets out there. You know, I am a referee. Like, not wrestling, I'm other sports, but they...
The fact that they're willing to get in there and do it, especially, obviously, Squeaky Magoo is an older gentleman, too, and he's willing to get in the ring and for six straight matches. That, to me, whether you're... Yeah, you could be... If you're bad in the match, whatever, I'll still give you the respect after and say good job, because you just did six matches in a row.
Absolutely. And, but regardless, there is a certain level that needs to be upheld. And in many spots, he couldn't keep up with the level of the match. And I think there could have been a lot more done in these matches if there was a more athletically gifted referee.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
If you have a referee that can keep up with the wrestlers, then you can do a lot more spots.
Oh, yeah.
And
you agree, Brian?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And since you brought up the ugly before, you can bring up the ugly again.
Travis Cole's bare ass to the crowd.
Yeah.
That was exposed for way too long.
You know, I don't mind a tights being pulled for a couple minutes, but...
And here he comes. He's walking right by us. Our ugly for night. Travis Cole's ass.
But yeah, it's good for a minute, good for 30 seconds, but yeah, it went a little bit too long. That's all. Can't help it sometimes, but Brian,
your work spot, your work spot, simple as that.
Exactly, Brian. You pretty much agree with those
as
well.
I agree. Yes.
All right, so that wraps it up from here. Overall, it was a really great show considering the outside circumstances of what came in. Sort of like what we talked about with PWA yesterday, but in a different sense. With PWA, it was more about the roster.
Yeah.
With CWE, it was more about the ambiance and the setup.
Well, PWA stepped up their game to give us a good show last night,
and
especially with the reshuffling. And then tonight, these guys stepped up their game to give us a good show because we were delayed, and they knew the crowd might be a little angry because of things, so they made sure they stepped up their game to make sure we went home happy.
And they also made sure that the fans were taken care of properly.
Oh, for sure. They did a small VIP session for the VIPs, at least get some some pictures with the wrestlers beforehand, and made sure to let the VIPs in first again. I was happy. They did a good job.
Okay, so we'll wrap this up here. Any last thoughts, Andre?
No, I had a fun night. CWE, I can't wait till you guys come back to town because I will hopefully be in town for it because I thoroughly enjoyed this show.
Brian?
Oh, great show tonight. I enjoyed it from top to bottom. Just keep coming out, support the local wrestling wherever you are. Doesn't matter if you're in Alberta, BC, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, anywheres. Support the local wrestling. The wrestlers, they don't make much money, but us fans, we cheer them, we love them to death. We hate them, we love them. I mean, it just keep on cheering them and having fun, and they love it for that.
Yeah, like Brian said, support indie wrestling wherever you are. Simple as that.
All right, folks, before I go here, I want to let you guys know about the network coming up here. This week, we are going to have a blown call show. I want to thank Andre C. for covering the quick calls of the last two shows. He did a great job covering it. However, I had a few different thoughts on the matches this week than Andre, which is perfectly fair. Everybody has their opinion on things.
No, I agree. I was going to say, like, some people are more critical of certain things, and some people are less critical. It's all matter of opinion.
I'm going to give my thoughts on the last week in wrestling here, as well as Andre doesn't know this yet, but as part of my Blow and Call show, there is going to be a special interview with T. James Logan and Andre C. as they review tonight's Fastlane pay-per-view, which happened while our show was going on here. So,
well, I knew that we were going to do the show. I just didn't know it was going to be attached to Blown Call. I was expecting something different.
I'll give my thoughts on the Fastlane as well, but I'm going to let that mainly stick around with Andre C. and the legend T. James Logan.
What I've heard, don't expect me to be nice on this about this show from what I've heard from people.
And also this week, we're going to have a Wrestling Now episode. The legend T. James Logan has an interview with Big Jesse Youngblood.
I can't wait to hear that.
That should be coming out later this week here, probably looking at Friday or Saturday. Our next Quick Calls episode is going to be coming from the Alberta Avenue Arena on March 5th with Monster Pro Wrestling.
And I won't be there.
But I will be.
So it'll be a good show. But that's going to be highlighted with the return grudge match for the Ripper title at stake between Irishman and Crazy Corps. So that after what happened last show, they're really going to have to step it up to make it better at this point. So, but Andre C., thank you for joining us this week.
I'm so happy to be doing this, and I will miss you all until the next time I get to be with you guys doing the show.
And Brian, Wrestling Mind Hamilton.
Always a pleasure. I always look forward to this. Can't wait to do it again.
And this has been Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from Festival Place in Sherwood Park with Canadian Wrestling Elite's 7th Anniversary Tour on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.